This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy.org.au, where our diverse communities can come together across the nation, across the globe. Joy.
This is Paul and Fiona on a beautiful spring morning here in Victoria. And who is our next guest, Fiona?
Todd Fernando, Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ Communities. Welcome to the program, Todd.
Thank you for having me. How are we this morning?
Yeah, we're good.
Sun's very out. Good, Todd. Very good. What a glorious morning this is.
Oh, look, it's shaping up to be a great morning. When the alarm does go off, then everything's great.
Now, we haven't spoken to you for a while, Todd, and since we've last had you on the program, there's been a special announcement from the federal government about The Voice, and we thought, as an Indigenous community leader, we thought we'd get you on, just have a quick chat about how are things progressing in the campaign world from your point of view?
Look, I think most Australians now, I think, are outside of the rock living in a world where we're discussing and debating Aboriginal or Torres Strait people's lives. Some for the better, some for the worse. I've got to be brutally honest here. The debate is happening in spaces that sometimes are not nice. Mm. And we LGBTIQ+ people know how that feels. Mm. We've been here before. And we're seeing similar tactics in and around the No campaign that we saw, particularly within marriage equality, that tries to cut us down as a people. But I know that most Australians are good, fair, decent people that will see through that horrible, horrible side of the campaign and come out the other side faring better.
So, Todd, there was a moment of reflection for me in the past couple of weeks where I thought about the marriage plebiscite and how it was very similar to the current decision that we have to make as a community, because, you know, the queer community is a marginalized small community, and we need our allies to vote positively on our behalf for the Marriage Equality Act to change. And that's the similarity for me for the Voice question we're going to get coming up in the referendum, is that the Indigenous population are a small marginalized group of peoples, and they need everyone else to be supporting them because they can't do it themselves.
Mm. We're 3.2% of the population, so it is up, well and truly up to the 97% to get this across the line. But we know that within the Indigenous communities, that yes, there is a diverse voice on a diversity of voices on The Voice, but well and truly over 80% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people back this voice referendum. So even within quite a divergent viewpoint, we know that most Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people are in favour of The Voice, and we hope that that number can carry across to mainstream Australians to back us in here around what it is that Aboriginal people have been asking for.
Now, Todd, you travel around Victoria a lot. What are the conversations, the kinds of conversations? I'm sure that they're varied and in some cases nuanced, but what sort of people asking you as you travel around the state?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, Fiona. And most people that talk to me around their concerns of The Voice talk in a manner around trust. Are we going to, is this the government to trust? Is this the right proposal to trust? And it speaks to, you know, people's historic feelings around trusting various governments and various government policies around social progress. And that's a fair and valid criticism, I think, and a fair and valid experience. But what it is that I tell them is that this policy has not been designed by a federal government. This policy approach has been designed by communities over a long period of time, and particularly by Aboriginal people themselves. This is what they've been asking for and what we've been asking for. And so we've got to walk into this with that level of understanding that this is not another dream dreamt up in Canberra, but a dream that's been dreamt up by a representative group of Aboriginal people in Uluru, and who blessed us with the most beautiful statement that is now, you know, making its way around Australia, asking people hand in hand to do this. The other thing that people talk about is this going to work? Now, I don't have the answer to that question. I don't know. But I know that it is better to do something that Aboriginal people have been asking for rather than continue the same policy approaches that are dreamt up in Canberra that Aboriginal people don't ask for.
And if not now, when, Todd? Hey, that's the big question for me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and it's something that we've been talking about for a long time. Both constitutional recognition and recognition through the voice is something that that I think is going to do some really, really good and sustainable approaches to great outcomes for Aboriginal communities.
Todd, just want to change subject just slightly. We've got about a minute and a half left before we go to the news, but just changing your hat slightly back to Commissioner, what are the things that you've been working on lately?
Yeah, we've been out there listening to communities and listening to LGBTQ plus folk around what are their needs and what are the things that they're requiring from us as a government. And we recently held a round table with the Minister for Equality, Harriet Ching, which was very, very lovely and very informative. And that will kickstart a round table yarning tour that I will do in the regions. We know how much I love regional and rural Victoria, so I'll be out there on the road very soon to collect more information around what it is that we're doing. But you know, it's the strategy, the whole of government LGBTQ strategy, Pride in Our Future, is in year two. We are well and truly implementing that strategy right across all the layers of the state government. And it's been a real interesting journey in so far that, you know, the questions that we receive from non-LGBTQ folk around what it means to be LGBTQ plus, how we can better support our population. And those questions highlight the real interesting, sincere journey that folks who don't know about our histories or our cultures or our needs are going on, particularly within the public service. And that's exactly what the strategy is hoping to do, is to bring everybody along so that we get services and we get needs out of a government in the ways that we want. And we're doing that.
And Todd, we're going to be talking to Jay de Bond in the second hour of the next hour, just about the task force and what's on their agenda again for the years ahead. So that's a good lead in. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Todd.
And we need to get you back in the studio, Todd. So we'll get in touch with you again just to try and find out when we can get you back in here and talk about all the extra work you're doing. But thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you, Todd.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend.
Bye. You too.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.